This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Came across a recent study. The study asked people what they prefer. Going on a road trip and driving or flying to your destination. And a wild amount, in my opinion, 73% prefer taking a road trip.
I understand that.
Like if you were going to go to Vancouver, let's say, you'd rather drive than fly?
Maybe not, but I understand that there's a lot of people that are scared of flying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it a Boeing? Because with all of the headlines about them falling apart in the air.
Yeah, there's like four.
Setting on fire.
Four stories.
Being taped
together. You know how many flights there are a day? And when you're up there flying in the sky, you don't have to deal with dumbass drivers. It's just you in the sky.
I follow a pilot and he posted inside the belly of a beast, like it, what it looks like.
In the engine?
And I screamed and threw my phone.
Really?
I hate large objects. It's terrifying to me.
That's why I can't flex around you,
it's
right?
It's true. I also got sent a TikTok. I don't know why our listeners, when they know I have megalophobia, purposely send me videos of large things. There were people standing on the shore guiding in a cruise ship onto the shore, and I almost threw up. Like, I got dizzy. I don't want to see that.
Do you feel like you've talked yourself into megalophobia?
No. It's an actual thing. So we would love to hear from you. Would you rather drive somewhere or take a shorter flight? I get the road trip. You get your own playlist. You can put your feet up.
Even if it's a 5-hour flight or 5-hour drive, I think I would take the flight.
Why?
I can sleep.
Okay.
Usually on a road trip, if I'm passenger, maybe I'd like that more, but I'm always told that I just drive.
Yeah, we're getting
the way she goes.
A lot of texts from people.
Such a deadly driver.
We're getting a lot of texts from people saying that they're just horrified of flying. They hate it. So yeah, they'd rather road trip.
See, to me, you can also drink when you're flying.
Yeah, that's true.
That's definitely frowned upon. If even if you're in the passenger seat, you shouldn't be doing that probably. It's a ticket.
Yeah, fair.
No problem to have a Caesar.
Yeah, but when you're flying, you don't get to see wildlife. You know?
Yeah, you see birds sometimes.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Rarely. When you're taking off or landing, you'll see birds.
No,
they also fly.
Yeah, but they're not near the plane.
Okay. What's with the obsession that people have with getting just Clamato juice on planes? You ever notice that?
No.
You don't like go to somebody's house and they're just like, you want a clam? But for whatever reason, on flights, ginger ale is like...
Oh, yeah. It's so popular.
The most popular.
Well, everyone's wheezy. Pop. Like, their tummies are twisting.
But the Clamato thing to me, it's just...
Weird.
Look around. People are popping them little cans and just like, this is normal me. And like, nobody does that at home. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that just drinks clam without ice or just clam in general. If there's no salted rim, get it away from me.
If there's no vodka.
Sorry, that as well.
But that's why I would choose flying over driving is the booze and the not having to drive. What would you prefer? Driving for a road trip or flying?
Five simple words. $1,000. It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
We have Haley on the phone, caller 7, ready to win $1,000 with Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. We play this every weekday at this time. Haley, are you feeling lucky today?
I am.
Okay, so here's how it's going to work. You're going to choose a teammate. They're going to leave the studio. They're not going to hear round one, where the other host will give you 5 words. You have 25 seconds to tell them the first word that comes to mind, and then we'll invite your teammate back in the room. They will do the same thing. And for every word that matches, it's $25. If all 5 match, we'll jump it to a grand. Who's your teammate this morning, Haley?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. Who has better words?
Good question. How confident are you feeling about your words today? I like mine.
I got $1,000 words.
Maybe I do, though.
Oh, you know what? Last time I went with Ryder, so today we'll go with Lisa.
Yeah, so Haley got through a few months ago, and she won $100. She was one word off from winning $1,000, so maybe today's the day. Am I leaving the room?
Yeah.
All right, bye.
I will start the timer after I give you the first word, okay?
Okay.
And that first word, we're waiting for Lisa to leave. She's very, very slow. The first word is branch.
Tree.
Quilt.
Blanket.
Dollar.
Money.
River.
Water.
Cake.
Icing.
All right. Very good answers. You're winning some money again.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome back, Lisa.
Thanks. Okay.
You ready for this?
Should I be?
Yes.
Okay.
What is the first word that comes to mind when I say quilt?
Oh, no. I have two words. Oh, no. Okay. What would Haley say? Blanket. Woo! Okay, good. I almost said bed. Don't give me a dirty look. That's a good answer. $25. Let's keep it going.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say branch?
Tree. Did you like my attitude there? I was like, no big deal.
You didn't think bank maybe was an option?
No, I didn't.
Okay. What's the first word that comes to mind when I say river?
Oh, no. Not another one where I have two words. What was the word?
River.
Water.
Yes. So happy you didn't say bank.
I almost said lake.
Well, because I said bank for branch, and then I realized river bank would have worked as well. And I was like, please tell me I didn't just plant the seed for bank.
Oh, no. I didn't even think about that.
All right. Great.
Okay. What are we at?
We're at $75.
Haley, how are we feeling? We got two more words to go. Do you think I can make it happen?
Oh, God. I hope so.
Okay. Okay. Let's do this.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say dollar?
Store.
Ugh.
No! What is it? Money?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Our topic has been about dollar stores, so I just thought...
That's why I threw it at you.
You're so rude. You did that on purpose. Okay, so where are we at? We got one more word to go?
Yeah, we got $75. Oh,
come on. All right, let's make it 100, Haley.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say cake?
Dessert.
No.
Dang, now I lost all my confidence. Haley, thank you for playing Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. You won $75.
Thank you.
Next chance to play is tomorrow morning at 7:50.
Sorry, what was her word for the last one, sorry?
For cake, she went with icing.
That's a great answer. Darn, would you have won $1,000? Text us and let us know. The dollar store is trending today, and I always get excited about that.
What could it mean?
What did people discover now? Because every once in a while, you'll see a certain item go viral that has a fantastic price there, like whether it's like things to help organize your bathroom.
Sure.
You know?
This isn't an ad, by the way.
No, not at all. So the dollar store has gone viral again, but not necessarily for a good reason. Some guy was like, I heard that there's escargot there for $2. So he did a taste test and he said it was awful. But then again, this guy has never tried escargot before. So...
Well, and he also didn't cook it. He just ate it straight from the can.
Right. Like,
most stuff, like use anchovies, for example.
Okay.
If you just got a can of anchovies and cracked them, it would take a special type of person who really likes that.
True.
To just eat them raw dog out of the can.
Yeah.
But if you crush them up and turn them into a Caesar salad dressing, all of a sudden the anchovies can be super, you know, delicious.
For a great price.
In that setting. So the escargot needed to be in butter.
Right. And a lot of people are, as much as he's saying this is gross, they're like, wait, what? $2? So they're going out and finding it so they can try it themselves. And another reason the dollar store is trending is apparently people are going to other stores, competitors, and putting post-it notes beside items claiming like, oh, did you know that you can actually get this at the dollar store for half the price?
So not other dollar stores, not other like Dollaramas or whatever, but you mean like grocery stores they're going to?
Exactly.
Or like pharmacies.
Yeah, and then these videos and pictures are going viral now too.
Someone is leaving notes at Loblaw-owned stores saying what items are cheaper at Dollarama. This photo was taken at a real Canadian superstore, and it shows a bag of Imperial popcorn selling at the superstore for $4.79, but the note is letting customers know you can get it at Dollarama for $3.25. Now many Canadians are applauding this savvy shopper as everyone is fed up with the high cost of groceries.
Now, if it was just one item you were going to save money, it probably wouldn't be worth the trip.
Yeah, unless you were saving to buy that item knowing like, oh, I'll be driving by a dollar store, so I'll just get it there.
Sure.
Like, even with points cards, what is an item that you only purchase at the dollar store? This is the question we wanted to ask you on the show, because I have seen Tylenol at the dollar store for $4.75, and it's $8.50.
At least,
at a drugstore.
You'd think. Yeah. I was going to guess like $11 for Tylenol these days.
Yeah. It's alarming. And a lot of people don't realize the difference in that price or even know that you can get that at the dollar store. You just never think to purchase it.
Yeah. Other things like, I know Gatorade. I know some people like who drink a decent amount of Gatorade will only buy it from the dollar store because it's like half the price. I will never be inclined to buy a chocolate bar at like a checkout lane at a normal grocery store.
Right.
They're like, what, $2.75 now or something?
Uh-huh.
Dollar store, you can get them for $1 still.
Exactly.
Like, there are definitely certain things that you buy there that you wouldn't at other stores.
It's nice to see the passion behind our listeners. We're getting lots of texts rolling into the show about things that you go out of your way to like, no, I'm only getting it from the dollar store. The amount of listeners that are like, craft supplies for my kids.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We are not going to a craft-specific store.
Yeah, you'll drop $300.
Exactly. Especially when you've got kids at the age where they're going to make something and then throw it out immediately.
Well, and they don't care.
They don't care.
If it's like a super fancy actual wooden thing that they're painting or if it's just imitation wood.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Christine wrote in saying, I only get my pasta and spaghetti sauces from the dollar store. It's true.
Yeah.
When's the last time you went and got pasta sauce from a grocery store? It is so expensive to get pasta sauce.
Well, and I don't know about everyone, but a lot of people actually take the pasta sauce and then they make it their own, right?
Yes.
They'll like add onions and garlic to start and then they'll add the... So it doesn't actually matter if you get that high quality of a sauce, you're adding things to it.
Jeff has a great answer. I only get my tin foil there for barbecuing. It's so overpriced in the grocery store. I love this.
Miranda says pregnancy tests. Oh, so did Erica.
And so did Rhea.
Awesome.
And I actually have girlfriends that also, they will only get their pregnancy tests from the dollar store.
Jody so said that as well. Hilarious.
Well, they're only $2 there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That is a popular answer. Margaret says garbage bags for my little bathroom garbage cans.
Yes, for the little cans, it's great. Some of the bigger bags, they do rip. I've noticed of it easier. But no, if you're getting small garbage bags, the dollar store is where it's at. This is such a fun topic. And we have it posted up on our socials as well. So go get in on that comment section and text us if you have an answer.
And write down anything that you normally buy somewhere that's way overpriced. This is a great way to hold these places accountable.
Exactly. Especially that person that is going around putting post-it notes being like, this is actually cheaper at the dollar store. Like, that person's an unsung hero. So also head over to our socials and even just comment following, because then you'll get those notifications once this topic takes off and you can go back and refer to it later.
Well, I didn't know this when we started the show today before we started talking about this, but apparently everybody gets their pregnancy tests at the dollar store.
They're $2. Erica says if you go elsewhere, they're $23 and they work just as good.
Yeah, so Sean was saying, is that something you want to gamble with, like going super budget on? But if they are effective, like...
Yeah, there you go.
Same material, same procedure.
So we're asking you, what is something that you only buy at the dollar store? You refuse to pay the pricing elsewhere. This is a separate Erica, by the way. It's the Erica show this morning. Erica wrote in saying Motrin, 400 milligrams, 40 capsules. When you get it elsewhere, $16.75. It's less than $5
at
the dollar store. And Motrin's where it's at if you get cramps.
Greeting cards is another one we got.
Yeah.
Who's paying $12 for a card these days?
Well,
good
exactly.
Point.
It's so true.
Man, it's awesome that people are starting to realize that they don't have to pay what you're paying at the grocery store. Like,
yeah,
there was always like a, I would say, part of society that has been like economically savvy couponers and stuff.
Sure.
But that percentage is just growing and growing. The more outrageous prices are becoming at other places. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I love me a good points card. But I also feel like sometimes I'm like, is that a good deal? Or is it better if I go to the dollar store without a point system and get something that's like $7 cheaper?
There's other options out there as well, not just dollar store. Like, you're looking at fruit and veg, go to a farmer's market. You're paying directly to the person who's growing it.
And you get so much.
And it tastes better. Same with my protein for the most part. Mm-hmm. Like, I get a quarter cow every summer, and it lasts like me for the year.
And like nothing runs off of it when you cook it. Like there's no fillers.
It's unbelievable. Tastes better, way cheaper.
Yeah. Baked goods at farmers markets as well, says Kyle the baker, who's always hustling on weekends.
Yeah, indeed.
And that's another thing why you should support them. These people are spending their entire weekend standing at their little booth trying to make money, you know?
So that they too can pay their bills rather than filling the pockets of some guy who's on...
who's on vacation. He's on a beach somewhere.
He's in one of his three jets.
Exactly. Like, so that's another great reason. And the kids love farmers markets.
Yeah.
Kids love it. Get them out of the house. Bring them with you. It's so much fun and you're supporting local. So I love this topic. We're asking you things that you go out of your way to buy at the dollar store because you refuse to pay the full price elsewhere. Tupperware, foil pans, chapstick is another one that Lauren wrote in. Thank you so much for listening. Yes, H&W Produce is actually pretty good for fruit and vegetables as well. You're right. It's true. You also get something free if you spend $30. That's amazing. We need to know. We need to share this information with people. A lot of people don't know that.
No. Do you think Whole Foods is upset? Because they've always been like the expensive grocery store and now all the other grocery stores are expensive. And they're like, well, what do? Do we go even more? I suppose they would.
Gary wrote in saying, I get all my movie theater candy from the dollar store for me and the kids before we go to the movie. It's true. Ryder refuses to get chocolate bars elsewhere. That is where he gets his chocolate.
Well,
fix.
And even the ripoff, like the no-name chocolate bars are like 50 cents each and they're just as good. Well, almost as good, let's say.
A.N. wrote in saying gardening supplies always from the dollar store, and it's that time of year. Hair ties, says Catherine, who streams our show from Fort Saskatchewan. Thanks for listening. But yeah, the most popular answers, birthday cards and pregnancy tests.
Very excited that Kevin Hart is coming to town for the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. Man, they're bringing in some huge names year after year, and it just seems to be getting more and more momentum. It's awesome.
Well, and you're seeing a lot of them as return comedians, which makes it obvious that they're having a good time out there, too.
Well, yeah, to other markets, too, right? Like Kevin Hart did Vancouver last year.
Yeah, Theo Vaughn is back, I think,
in
other markets.
He's in Vancouver this year. Yeah,
that's fun.
Pretty awesome, though. Anyway, we've got tickets to Kevin Hart before you can even buy them. They go on sale tomorrow morning, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep, and follow along Play107YEG on our socials. We have the pre-sale code in the caption and everything, but we have tickets to give away all week. We're asking you for your potty humor jokes. We're calling this Fart for Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And man, everybody has one. Everyone has a potty humor joke. Are you ready for this one that we got from Bobby on the text line?
Let's go.
What's the difference between a wise guy and a butt sniffer? One's a smart fella, the other's a fart smella. Like, that is wonderful.
It's pretty good.
I love it.
Well, and this will be on our podcast today as well. If you're like, oh, what was that joke?
What was that one joke?
Unless our boss is like, don't put that on the podcast.
I actually think our boss will hate this. So don't complain about this to our boss. Promise?
If you know a guy named Danny.
Yeah, don't tell
him. He didn't hear nothing.
Nope.
What do you got?
What do you call a magic turd?
What?
A poodini.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 780-784-7107. Next.
Why can't you use pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
Ooh, good question. We don't know. Why?
Because the pee is silent.
Okay, that is so clever. I love it. What is your name?
Brooklyn,
appreciate it.
Yep.
Man, that's really wise, that one, hey?
So good.
The P is silent and pterodactyl? Let's go.
We got a separate Bobby on the text line. Lots of Bobbies texting in. Why didn't the toilet paper make it across the road? It got stuck in a crack. They went on to say, that's my 7-year-old grandson Spencer's joke. I just dropped him off at school.
That's a solid one.
That's a good one, Spencer.
All right, next.
You want to hear a poop joke?
Sure.
That's too corny.
Ew, Lou!
That's great.
Is so...
Nasty.
Nasty.
Nasty. 780-784-7107. Keep these rolling in. We're doing Fart for Heart for the Kevin Hart tickets. Once again, just announced, he's coming to the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival.
So we are going to select a winner. And just a reminder, we're going to have tickets to give away for the rest of the week as well.
Taking your calls and texts at 780-784-7107 with your best potty humor joke. We're calling it Fart for Heart. Kevin Hart is coming to the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival.
Okay, so...
We have Mac joining us in studio, our intern, Macaroni. You've got one, and it's inspired from a show and video game that you like.
Yeah, so this one, did you know that diarrhea is hereditary?
No.
It runs in your genes.
That's good.
It runs in your genes.
That's clever.
Good. I like that. What show is that from?
That one was in The Last of Us.
Okay.
So he likes to game, and he gets the potty humor. Love it. So we're doing this. It's called Fart for Heart. Our boss is going to hate this so much. Mm-hmm. Anyway, tell us your potty humor joke for your chance at Kevin Hart tickets.
This one on the text line, what do you call a teacher who doesn't fart in public?
What?
A private tutor.
I love that. Geraldine just wrote in saying, what do you say to a toilet that photobombed you? You're in all the pics.
No, I don't.
Urinal. Sorry, I should have said that better. Urinal.
Oh, the now pick. It's hilarious.
Now it's good.
We're giving away Kevin Hart tickets, by the way. He is headlining, I think it's the Saturday night of the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival.
That is correct. And we have your tickets all week, and then they're officially on sale on Friday. But we do have a pre-sale code. It's WILD. So use that if you want to purchase tickets.
All right, fire away.
How do you tell if a... clown farted.
How?
They smell funny.
Oh, that's good.
I was going to say, like, all the other 13 get out of the car.
Oh, that's funny, too.
Why is it so dangerous when a ninja farts?
Why?
They're silent but deadly.
So, did you hear about the constipated accountant?
No.
He couldn't budget.
Oh, that's good.
You were saying that some of your friends are giving you the gears about a belly button ring.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I announced on our show like years ago I was going to take it out, and then I just didn't.
Did you try, and then it didn't come out easy, and you're like, I guess it's with me forever.
Yeah, like I'm not going to go into like a piercing tattoo shop to be like, can you take this out? Because I'm lazy. So it's just living there. It is what it is.
You don't want it anymore?
No, it's very annoying, especially because I'm really into high-waisted pants now.
Okay.
So they're always rubbing up against
it. Yeah, you do seem to be, like, painfully playing with it a lot, if that makes sense. Like, you're adjusting it, like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I'm, what, 34 now? But I don't want to take it out, and then they're, like, cool again. I'm pretty sure they're cool again. Aren't they?
I don't know.
I don't think anyone should judge anyone based off of the piercings they have.
Are you having this like as a one-on-one chat with your friends right now?
No.
It
but
feels
they
like
constantly
you're...
are beaking you.
Yeah.
They're like, we can't wait for you to like, we're going to get you drunk. You're going to pass out. We're going to pull it out ourselves. I'm like, no, this needs to be a professional that does it. It's been in there since I was 17.
You're getting so drunk, you're passing out. That's less 34-year-old than a belly button
it's
ring.
It's true, yeah. That's true.
All right. Well, if anybody wants to come down to the studio maybe and help.
No.
All we need is a couple pair of suppliers. Let me at that thing.
No, you would make it worse.
What do you mean worse?
I don't know. I just feel like you would rip it out or something. So I would love to hear from our listeners. Are you in your 30s plus and you still have a piercing that maybe it's a little outdated, maybe you're a little too old for it, but you're keeping it, whether it's from laziness or you still love it? That's great, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
You see some piercings that from people that are like, oh, that's not going to be around for another year or two. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they're like 41 and they're a dad and they have an eyebrow ring.
Right. That's what I mean. So I'd love to know if you still have a piercing like that. Like the maybe the Monroe, which mm-hmm. is the little piercing above your lip.
I always like the one right in the middle below the lip.
Really? Because to me,
what's that one called?
I don't know, but that one always looks painful because it emerges, like it kind of sticks out because
that's
it's
true.
It's like right up against your jaw. So I'm always like, is that uncomfortable? Does that get infected really easily?
I'm kind of jealous I wasn't an ear pierced guy.
Yeah, I feel like you still could pull it off. I feel like you'd look really good with two like black studs or like dark brown studs.
For the white stud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do feel like that would look good. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm 41. It feels like that ship has sailed. I can still get silly tattoos, but like, I don't know if I need to be punching holes in myself.
So hit us up and let us know. We'd love to find out your age and what piercings you have.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we don't need to be like, my ears are pierced. Like, that was boring. We're talking about the crazier ones, ones you got when you were younger.
Downstairs stuff, Prince Albert's and whatnot.
Exactly.
Are piercings outdated?
I don't think so, because we're getting some people on the text line saying that they support me still having a belly button ring at 34, which I like. Thank you.
I think you do build like your preference when you're younger.
Yeah.
And then it usually sticks with you. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. We are getting some pretty wild piercings that people still have and how old they are.
Janine says she's 43 and no comment on where it is, but had it since 21. And we said, tell us. And she said, let's just say gravel roads are fun.
That explains a lot.
So I think that must be a downstairs one.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Shanna says, I have had so many piercings over the years. They have come out as well, but I still have my nipple piercings at 41. And I asked, because I'm so curious, if it's really annoying when you're showering, if you use a loofah, like, does that get caught and rip? And Shanna writes back, no, not the shower loofah, but a crocheted blanket are pretty deadly.
Okay. That does sound fairly deadly.
That sounds really, really painful.
Like, so, just getting up to go get a drink and the blanket comes with you?
Right. A lot of people texting in that they're in their late 30s. Early 40s, and they still have their eyebrow ring, which I've always assumed that if you still have your eyebrow ring, it would move, like it would migrate into your eyelid. But no, everyone's writing back saying it's still in the same spot.
I had my belly button pierced for about a month.
Yes, but you have to explain why. Because I'm sure a lot of people listening are like, oh, that's interesting.
Just because I wanted to be sexy is why.
No, you were raising money for charity.
Yeah, we raised a ton of money for the YWCA in town. And I said I would get it. All started because we got a phone call from a younger listener who sounded like she was maybe late teens, early 20s.
Yeah, definitely early 20s.
And she went off about how an older lady at the gym,
who was like maybe 30.
Well, that's what she said. She said she had to be in her 30s, had her belly button pierced, and how she thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah, she's like, that's inappropriate. You need to take it out. And we were like, are you kidding me? And so we raised a bunch of money, and Ryder got his belly button pierced live on air. And how long did it last? How long did you have it in for?
Well, we made the deal that I had to have it in for a month. Mm-hmm. I think I kept it for maybe an extra week.
Okay.
But yeah, it didn't work. Like, I got a little belly, and so every time I'd sit down, it would, like, get caught and stuff.
Yeah.
And jeans. It hurt.
It hurts. I know.
It wasn't for me.
Jen just wrote in saying, I have both sides of my nose done. My philtrum? I don't even know what that is. My septum. I also have stretched ears. I'm 31. I don't think I'll ever get rid of them. What's a philtrum?
I'm about to look.
Philtrum.
The vertical groove between the base of the nose and the border of the upper lip right here.
Oh, so it's like right in the middle. Right in the middle.
I was a little bit worried Googling that at work.
Yeah, I think you're good.
Definitely safe now.
Simon just wrote in saying, the worst is having your nipple ring get caught in someone else's and getting stuck. I didn't know that would be a problem for people.
Like two nipple rings meeting?
Yeah. And then getting caught on each other. Dang, that's so dangerous.
I guess if the one person has the hoop.
Oh, yeah, and then the other one has the bar.
The stud, and the stud ends up in the hoop. I could see that. But otherwise, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me how that would be possible.
I've never understood the tongue piercing. I have so many girlfriends that had that in their early 20s. They don't have it anymore. But I just don't know if I could deal with that pain of the actual piercing experience. Like, I almost fainted after getting my belly button done.
Right.
Yeah.
Anytime I see one still, I'm like, oh, bad girl.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did that have that same translation for guys? Like when a guy had one, you're like, oh, he's a bad boy.
I've never experienced a tongue ring ever.
Really?
Well, I knew the background story of like how they get infected and stuff because all my girlfriends had them. So they just grossed me out. But that's just me personally. Also, since we're on the topic of piercings, thanks to everyone that's writing in telling us your age and what piercings you still have. This after I'm 34, I still have my belly button ring. I'm wondering if that's cool or not. If you're hooking up with someone, don't lick their ears if they have ear piercings because those are stinky.
No. Yes. Don't wreck it for everybody.
It's true. Do not lick someone's
piercings. Any piercings?
Well, it's gross. Have you ever smelt someone's earrings when they take them out? Have you ever smelt the room when someone takes out their earrings?
This is worse than you saying the birds at the Masters are fake. You're just wrecking everything for everyone.
I'm being a realist, and I think people deserve to know this information.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.